Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, August 15th, 2019. We have 22 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have northwest winds 10 to 15 knots, wind waves from the northwest 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and southwest swells 2 feet high at 16 seconds between wave crests. So quite a difference in direction. Northwest and southwest, they're kind of coming at 90-degree angles to one another out there. And today we're going to be talking about those, and I say they, the forces that are acting on the water. So you've got those local wind waves from our northwest winds and then southwest swells from weather that is probably happening way, way, way out at sea, far from our local area here. So you often have those two forces going in, sometimes in the same direction, sometimes in opposing directions, sometimes maybe at 45-degree angles like today. So you could see maybe a teeny bit of confused seas at times where things just sort of get a little sloshy out there. And we're going to be talking today about something called Emily. It's a really cool new thing that could save lives. It's a about a 25-pound, 4-foot-long emergency rescue drone that could go out on the surf and save people who are floundering around much more quickly than waiting for rescuers to get there. So this is an exciting development. I'm going to be sharing a story from the Chinook Observer with you. So that is in just a few minutes. Let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. 4 inbounders, 11 in our Astoria anchorages, and 7 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the African Buzzard. She is a bulk carrier arriving from Russia, headed for Vancouver, Washington. Kind of an interesting example of sometimes ships come in and they go to one port, and sometimes they go to another port while they're up in the river, upriver from us here in Astoria. We don't really maybe see or hear much about that, but this is a case where a ship could be bringing cargo in and then going to another berth to pick up cargo to leave, and that is the ideal situation for a ship that in coming and going on a trip. It has cargo both ways. So the African Buzzard is headed for Vancouver to a berth that handles break bulk cargo. So she could have maybe crates, bales of something, bundled, possibly steel, something like that that needs to be unloaded one by one off the ship. But she's heading ultimately for Longview to a berth that handles logs. So I think she may be going outbound on the Columbia with logs eventually. But at any rate, she passed Astoria around 6 a.m., will probably be in Vancouver by about noontime. The IVS Sentosa is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She ultimately will head upriver to pick up wheat. Look for her in the anchorage. She may already be out there by about 8:30 a.m. The Nord Columbia is arriving from China. She's headed for Astoria's anchorage right now, but she'll be headed ultimately up to Portland to pick up potash. But look for her arriving in our Astoria anchorage by about 4:30 p.m. The GMB Alkmeni is arriving from Singapore, headed for Vancouver. Her cargo could be steel. She's passing Astoria around 9:30 p.m. You'll see her in Vancouver, or her running lights at least, by about 3:30 a.m. on Friday. In our Astoria anchorage, we have the Frontier Leader headed for Kalama to pick up wheat. So a number of ships leaving the anchorage today. So there'll be a lot of activity in the anchorage and then heading upriver. At about 4 a.m., the Frontier Leader headed up for Kalama, probably arriving there by 9. The African Finfoot headed for Portland out of our anchorage today to the Port of Portland. Around 6 a.m., could be in Portland by about 2 p.m. or later. Potash, she's picking up potash at the Port of Portland. The Nantong K is headed for Vancouver from our Astoria anchorage to pick up wheat. She'll be leaving around 7 a.m., maybe in Vancouver by 1 p.m. The PRT Kaho is headed to Kalama from the Astoria anchorage to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. Leaving around 9 a.m., arriving in Kalama by probably about 2 p.m. The IVS Sentosa coming in today will be leaving. She's arriving about 8:30 in our anchorage. She'll be leaving about 10:30 this evening to go upriver to Portland to pick up wheat, and she'll probably arrive there at about 4:30 a.m. on Friday. Awaiting orders, we have the Serenity C, the Endurance SW, the MSXT, the Little Prince, and at the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, we have the Fortune Rainbow and the Blessed Luck. Those are on the north side of the channel, a little bit east of Astoria. And our outbounders, the Western Highway is a car carrier leaving the Port of Portland with Fords on board, leaving around 7 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 1 a.m. on Friday. So new cars, new Fords going to Asia. The Global Gold is leaving Kalama with wheat on board about 4 a.m., maybe passing Astoria outbound around 9 a.m. The Emerald Strait is leaving Portland with potash on board, leaving around 10 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. The Champion Bay leaving Portland with soda ash on board around noon, passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. The Medi Newport is heading out of Kalama, corn, soy, or wheat there. Leaving about 2 p.m., you might see her around 7 o'clock this evening, passing Astoria. The Caro Padre is leaving Vancouver. Wheat on board there, leaving around 3 p.m., maybe passing Astoria outbound around 9. And the Buenaventura is leaving Longview with salt on salt. She's from the salt Weyerhaeuser salt docks, so she might have brought that salt in and is maybe leaving with ballast water on board, leaving around 8:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. Well, what is this Emily thing that I was talking about here? Well, this is from the Chinook Observer, very interesting thing. It's a remote-controlled water rescue drone, recently used to save three people in Rockaway Beach, and it will soon be employed on the Long Beach Peninsula. This is good news for people who play in the surf. It's been dubbed the Robotic Lifeguard or the Robotic Rescue Boat, but it's officially known by the acronym EMILY, E-M-I-L-Y, which stands for Emergency Integrated Life-Saving Lanyard. The Port of Peninsula purchased the device as part of an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Long Beach. The drone will be kept at the Long Beach Fire Department and will be ready to be deployed following a special training that's happening soon. In Rockaway in July, three victims were rescued from a rip current in Rockaway Beach after the drone was used to take a rope through the surf. So this is like a flying drone, but it's a swimming drone instead. It's got a camera on it. It's operated by a handheld remote control, and they sent it out into the surf carrying a rope, and then rescuers pulled an adult and two children to safety. So it has handles on it so the people could hold on. What an incredibly life-saving thing. They were able to deploy it by people who, to save people who were pulled out to sea by a rip current. And what a wonderful thing to see coming for you if you're having trouble out there. It measures about 4 feet long, weighs about 25 pounds. It uses jet propulsion, so it doesn't have any propellers on it that could harm anyone. The one that is being deployed locally is meant for whitewater conditions, so it has an extra strong motor. And it's just a really interesting way to reduce risk to people who are waiting for help. It saves time in cold water. It gets help faster. It was partially funded by the Navy. The company that makes it is in Arizona, of all places. And it's really terrific for search rescues. It's short-term. Its battery lasts about 20 minutes. But for people who are caught in those cold water surf emergencies, it just sounds like a really, really great idea because you don't have to wait for emergency responders like the Coast Guard to show up because it may take them a few minutes to get there and every moment counts in that cold water. So if the fire department can just run out to the beach with this device and deploy it, it could just be a huge lifesaver. Those rip current problems, one of the biggest things is that if somebody, a good Samaritan on the beach, tries to go out to help somebody who's caught in a rip current, they too can become part of the rescue. And it can just become, I mean, people have died trying to rescue, whether rescuers die and the person who is being rescued is ultimately rescued. So just a great, a terrific use of drone technology to make our beaches safer. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.